Aaron and Christy. One in five of them is good looking, which is weird because there's only two of them. Monopoly is back at McDonald's with a one in five chance to win instantly.
CFM.
22 past eight, you'll know our next guests from all these hits. Wings.
Change your life.
Oh, I love this one.
Of course, there was Black Magic and the new hit, Love Me Like You. We've got Perry and Jessie on the line from Little Mix. Good morning, girls.
Hi.
Thank you for speaking in unison there like that. And thank you for having...
No problem.
Yeah, thanks for having such a good energy, despite the fact this would be your 400th interview.
Yay!
You know, all the other shows think they're special. We know we're not. And that is the difference, Perry and Jessie. Welcome to...
You are special. You're very special.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh. We know we're not. Byron and Christy show on CFM. Hey, guys, last night you performed on X Factor. Just a bit of primetime Australian TV for you girls. That must be fun.
Yeah, just casual.
Yeah, it was great fun. We absolutely loved it.
It was amazing. We love performing in Australia.
Yeah, it's so much fun. The crowd are amazing over here.
Mm. Yeah.
Does the crowd go a little bit more wild here in Australia? I think here, as Aussies, we like to think that we are kind of pretty liberated, kind of free, kind of a bit wild. Do you kind of get that sense from an audience?
Yes, we 100% got that. Like, from the minute we first ever came to Australia, we had, like, a massive fan event, and there was... Like, we were on the stage, and it got to the point where we just started shouting random words like carrot or poo or something like that. And literally, everybody just kept going, woo!
Yeah! Yeah.
Oh, honestly, you could have said that in this interview. We could have asked you question after question. If you answered poo, I mean, we'd probably love you even more.
Oh, yeah. Look, we are a very positive crowd. We're a very warm crowd when it comes to you girls.
Yeah.
You could pretty much do anything.
You're amazing.
Thank you. And you're amazing too. The video, over 6 million views in a week. I mean, I think when we try and put out videos for this show, I don't think we've bothered to attempt it. I think we did a celebrity race once, and we put a lot of effort into it, and I think we got about 1,000 views.
We were stoked with that as well, by the way.
So your 6 million views in a week for your new video, Love Me Like You, well done. That's a lot of eyeballs looking at you in a video.
We didn't even know it was that many.
I know, it's insane. We just feel so lucky to have so many fans and have so many people interested in what we do and, like, the videos.
Yeah. I think, do you know what it is? I think it's because we've been doing a bit more acting in our videos and they're a bit more comical, yeah.
I love that about you guys. Like, I think, I don't know, it's nice to have those kind of standard, you know, singing bits to camera with a bit of a fan and flicking hair, looking down the barrel.
Yeah.
They're nice every now and then, but you guys just seem like you have so much fun, and I think that's what people love so much about you, that you genuinely really seem to love each other, and I think that really comes across in your film clips, is it?
Yeah.
Like, is that true? Do you guys have an absolute ball doing it?
Yeah, oh my God, 100%.
So like, much fun, especially acting, because what we like about our acting videos is we just get to take the piss out of ourselves, and we love that. Sorry, didn't mean to say that.
No, you say what you want.
We get to take the piss out of ourselves.
No, that's fine. What show can't you say take the piss? What, have you been told you can't say that? That's fine. Play on.
Oh, really?
If anything, get ruder.
Yeah, just go harder,
go
guys.
Hard.
Oh, I can't.
We might regret saying that. What we should do before they just unleash and just show us the real Little Mix is play the new single. We want to get this on the air right now, Love Me Like You.
Yay.
On the Byron and Christy Show, our guests are Perry and Jessie from Little Mix. Jessie from that group right there, Little Mix, right here on 101.3 CFM. It's so good to have them on the phone. They were on X Factor last night, one of the world's biggest pop acts, just casually on the Byron and Christy show. They clearly haven't seen our numbers. Somehow, we've got through the system.
Don't tell them. I'm not sure how we managed to bag this interview.
Incredible stuff. We normally talk to the local butcher, so well done.
You guys are very humble. Very nice.
Speaking of humble, what about this? Christy has a game she wants to play with you, and it's to test how adult you are. You say that your new album explores adult themes, sexy themes. Are you willing to play along with this just to see how adult you are, girls?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
Time for the jingle.
Are you a real life adult?
Okay, obviously budgets are pretty low, but anyway, let's kick this off. Now, your name will be your buzzer. So we've also got, we've got Perry and Jesse. Do you guys want to test your buzzers?
Okay, yep, go for it.
Okay, so
well,
true...
you'll need to say your name to test your buzzer.
Oh! Okay. Jesse! Perry!
We're off to a horrible start, guys. Okay, so you answer true. That goes towards your score of being an adult, and false takes you back one. Let's kick it off. Sometimes you choose to chill in your pajamas and UGG boots whilst watching Netflix over going out to the club. True or false?
True! And that's Perry. I didn't get the game.
Correct. Perry has answered
true or false, right?
True or false, after you buzz in.
the rules are going well. This is smooth as silk. But, Jessie, would you be the same? Perry said she would happily just stay at home in the UGG boots. Would you do the same, Jessie?
True.
Moving on to our next question. You go to buy groceries before you completely run out of food. True or false, your name is your buzzer.
Oh, gee, this is
tough. Bitch, I went first.
Don't yell at each other and don't abuse each other, please. Let's just say that Perry
stupid
got it.
Stupid cow.
Perry, stop calling Jessie cow. Okay, Perry, what is it?
False.
You're constantly running out of
food. How do you wait till you're on, like, rock bottom and you've got no food left? Then you go.
Uh-oh. That's not adult.
Oh.
Nah, taking away from
how
the adult
that
status.
Even anybody are wrong in this. This is a matter of opinion. This game's stupid.
We're not really sure, but we're going to continue anyway. The final question. You find yourself excited over good quality bed linen and homewares. True or false, your name is your buzzer.
Perry, true.
Oh, that's yay! Very adult. Perry, you're an adult.
Yay!
You're an adult. Wow. Because no sort of partying kid is interested in Manchester or fine home decor. It's very adult to be into that. So maybe you girls are finally growing up.
Wow, maybe we are.
Okay, I've just added up your scores. Girls, you are halfway to becoming an adult. Time to make some big decisions, get your life in order, but you're close to smashing it.
Well done. How does that feel? Does it feel good to know that you're nearly there?
Feels great. I've never been called an adult before.
Well, we can't wait. Obviously, and you girls are a lot of fun. And look, if there's anyone left to discover you, they've heard this interview and they're like, "Who are these crazy chicks?" I've got to see their YouTube video. I've got to get involved. It is Little Mix.
Ooh.
Love Me Like You is the video, and then the new album comes out. And I love the title, Get Weird. Oh, that's the greatest name for an album title, and that comes out November 6th, right, girls?
Yes, it does. So make sure you get your copies.
The Byron and Christie Show.
The coast without them would be like texting without emoticons.
Huge, giant thumbs up.
CFM.